Will you join me in the party pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the party of the United Party of Parties, and to the party for which it stands, one party, under party, party, with party and party for all.
Great. Let's get the party started then.
Okay. Let's do it.
What's on your mind party wise?
I'm going to the Andrew WK's concert in a few days, so I'm excited about that.
That is really exciting.
What about you?
I just saw Andrew WK play in Portland at the Wonder Ballroom just on Monday. Today is Thursday. And I still have like a Charlie horse in my leg from getting hit by someone. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but my leg is still like slightly bruised. Although I was partying so hard and having so much fun at the time, I don't even know how to remember the moment it happened. It just like the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh, something happened to my leg at that show.
That's the best kind of bruise.
Yeah.
So how was it? Was it fun? Did he play a lot of the songs that you like?
He did. It was a great show. I was kind of surprised that he played a few songs off of his third album, like Pushing Drugs. That song is like not a huge crowd pleaser. Well, I don't know. Yeah. It was pretty fun, but it's not a popular song. And he also played Moving Room. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what was one of the more interesting things was the first song they played, which was like, I think it must be a new song that's going to be released. And it's like Music Makes Life Worth Living or something like that.
Okay. Was it, yeah, that's exciting. A new song. Was it different than like a different style or was it?
It sounded like it belonged on the Wolf album. Like, you know how that album's got like, like much more of a slow meter or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
It was like more like a rock ballad kind of song.
Okay.
Which was interesting to make it their opening song. But it was cool. I was like, and you know, I mean, you see Andrew come out on stage and you just can't help but smile, right?
Yeah.
I was like grinning ear to ear through the whole song and thinking, oh my gosh, this is so fun. Like Andrew is so fun. And you know what else was funny? It was like during the show, there was like the guys who work for the venue, like the stage guys or something.
Sure.
I couldn't help but like periodically every once in a while throughout the show kind of look at the corner of my eye because they're like kind of staying off to the corner. Uh-huh. Like I was thinking in my mind, like, what are they thinking is going on right now? Because like they're watching this guy and like a lot of like the songs are like heavy metal-ish. And like some of the guys in the band, the guitarists, I mean, you know who those guys are. Like they got like really long hair and they're like, they look like hardcore, like heavy metal guys. And sometimes like some of Andrew's songs are like very metal sounding, but then it's like so silly.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like the crowd is like a very strange mix of people too. Like, I don't know if there's any other musician who draws the same kind of diverse crowd, right? Like there's like punk rock kids. And then there's like random people who are like, what are you doing here? Kind of people, you know, mixed with like metal heads or something. Anyways, it's just like such a strange event. It's almost like all of Andrew WK is like an inside joke, but it's not a joke. It's like an inside thing. Like you either get it or you don't. And if you're standing on the outside and like looking in, like I saw those guys were, I would be thinking like, those guys are like, I'm like, you guys don't get it like the way we get it. And they're like very confused. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I've tried explaining Andrew WK to people before and I get that same look that those security guards probably have.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get it. I get it.
Me too. And, I think that the other thing that people think of when it comes to Andrew WK is like, well, they think of like, oh, the party till, like, they just hear the word party, or like they know that song, Party Till You Puke, or like, when it's time to party, we will party hard. And they see Andrew WK, like, long mop hair with, like, just wearing, like, a white t-shirt. And they're thinking, oh, I get it. This is, like, people who are into drinking and, like, really into, like, oh, the, like, party is in, oh, this will be fun. We're going to get wasted and that kind of party. But that's not Andrew WK party, right?
Right. Well, actually, I want to... You mentioned something about some of the song names, and I just want to take a quick second to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to list off all of the songs that start with that have party in the title.
Yes, which is almost every song, right?
There's a number of them. So we have It's Time to Party, Party Hard, Party Till You Puke, Dance Party, Long Live the Party, 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 Big Party, We Party, The Party God, Party All Goddamn Night, Party on Your Grave, and Party Till We Die. Okay, I just wanted to review that really quick so everyone understands the degree of partying.
Like, there's this is very wide breadth and depth to partying here.
A lot of different forms of partying. So, yeah, I think to some people, if it's if having a good time drinking beer and getting wasted, I think that is a valid form of partying that falls under the paradigm of Andrew WK's definition of partying. But then there's also in the song It's Time to Party, there's a line that says, hang out with yourself and have a crazy party. Now, to me, that's that doesn't sound like getting wasted. It sounds like I don't know, you're just hanging out by yourself. Maybe even in your mind you're having a party,
right? Yeah, I mean, I think from what I understand about, I mean, Andrew gets really deep obviously with party, and so like you mentioning you can have a party in your mind, I mean, it's like party is not just a location or an event, but it's like this state of being, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a mindset, a party mindset.
Right. And see, I think that's one of the things, like, we're talking about, if you get it or you don't get it. And one thing that I've seen in the history of like Andrew WK is people who see like the party thing as just like a surface level, it's almost like a bell-shaped curve, right, of a demographic of an age group. You know, probably from like 18 to like 23, you know, you're peaking at like 22 or 21, and then it peters off as the fan base gets older, because, you know, they're in college and they view a lot of it as just like the surface level partying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some fans who are the outliers, where they understand like the deeper level of the partying, and so they keep with it for a longer period of time. But that's one of the unfortunate things of the Andrew WK fan base, is I see a lot of that like quick discovery of Andrew WK, and oh, this is so fun, this is cool because it's about partying, and I party and I drink, and then they graduate college and they become professionals or whatever. And then they, I don't know, maybe they still party for a while after, but they fall out of that, surface level partying, and then they move on with other stuff. But a lot of like the big, like super fans, they, like the Wolf talks, the Wolf, I guess, I Get Wet is a lot of the times like the more surface level, like if, the lyrics, there's a lot more party emphasis.
Right.
Whereas The Wolf or Close Calls with Brick Walls, there's like more layers of the party that it's talked about.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I agree. I feel like, and I wonder how much of it was like preconceived by Andrew when he was writing the music. Like, I wonder if I Get Wet was him thinking the surface level party, like, this is cool, like, let's get wasted, kind of like the party is an event or a time and we need to like have a great fun party time. And then something caught on, or maybe something changed in his mind, and that's when it's like, hey, I could redefine the word party and repurpose it and be and apply it to more scenarios and make this party theme go deeper. And that's what he went with the other albums. And it's like, did he have that conception initially, or is that something he like evolved?
That's a great topic. I could talk about that for a long time.
Well, what do you have, like an opinion one way or the other? That's like pretty. You're pretty sure it's one or the other.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think it was. I think a lot of the initial like pitch or presentation, you know, of the release of his first album and you know, getting press, he was the party guy, you know. And yeah, I don't know exactly what happened, but I agree with you where he decided to make it deeper rather than just like the stupid party guy. He kind of took it to the next level. And I think that personally I liked that with The Wolf, but I'm not sure if his team that he worked with, like the record label, I think they wanted to keep it like that stupid stupid party. I hate to use the word stupid party.
Like superficial, maybe.
Yeah, superficial party. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think maybe someone at the record label, I don't know. I think there was some kind of friction with that change. So I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, when you get record labels involved, I mean, they're motivated to create value for shareholders, right? And I think that there's probably a larger demographic for the superficial party. Where Andrew could potentially be like forever young and just like, as like, you know, in that bell curve you're describing, as people go out of the age of traditional hardcore partying or binge partying kind of people, it's like, that's okay, because there's a new group of partiers that will then pick up Andrew. But it's almost as if Andrew didn't want that. Like he wanted to broaden the party for everybody. Like he wanted to make that bell curve go away. Like he wanted to widen it. So that,
right.
Okay, yeah, we have the superficial like party animals that I can reach, but then also let's move down that you know, that bell curve and reach these people and recognize that there is such a thing as those things you were describing before, of partying by yourself, a party in your mind, or party as a state of being, and it's like a really positive message. And so, but you know, from the record label's perspective, they're thinking, well, that's not where the money's at, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think that's really short-sighted, because I do agree that it probably does have a lot more appeal, you know, like the superficial party stuff, because I mean, it just captures it's captivating. It gets your attention. You just acquire that audience more easily. But it's short-sighted because, again, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot when you have that much of emphasis on it. Because, like I said, your fan base just drops off, you know, after 24 years old or whatever. It's
right.
So it's just too bad that there's not more emphasis on fan retention, I guess, is the way to say it. Rather than a lot of good fan acquisition, not so a great fan retention. And so I'm hoping with the future and what he's doing with this new album, and there's kind of some evidence of him playing those Close Calls with Brick Walls songs in the new tour, I'm hoping that there's more of an emphasis on that retention.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun to talk about this.
I would be surprised if it wasn't that way. Like, it seems like Andrew's been really pushing. Like, he's gone on these speaking tours. I mean, he is really trying to become, like if you looked up party in the dictionary, there'd be a picture of Andrew W.K. Like, that's, I think, his main motivation. And so he wants to be everything party, not just this concept of, like, let's get stone drunk and forget about what happened and live it up right now because we're partying, superficial party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do we have any, like, hints or anything about, like, the name of the new album that's coming out or anything, has he already said?
There's been a lot of names that have gone unreleased in the past. So he had a bunch of album hype, like potential albums in 2005 that were announced that never were released. This one, there was a period of time from like 2011 to 2013. There was a lot of talk about an album called Ruckus. Mm. Like, you're having a ruckus is like commotion,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what happens at a party. There's a lot of ruckus.
Yeah, yeah, that fits.
And so that name was brought up in a few different interviews. Then he kind of like backtreaded and said, you know, I don't want to talk about potential albums anymore. I just want it to, when it happens and I'll tell you. So he's held off a lot now. He's more, I guess, apprehensive about naming new albums, because a lot of times, as we've seen in the past, they don't get, you know, they fizzle out, they don't get released. Mm-hmm. And so the last name that I've ever heard was Ruckus. And I don't know if this is, you know, like I said, that was 2013, and he came out and said, hey, I'm recording a new album. It's all very blurry of like, okay, is this really, he announced in 2016, like last year at the beginning of, like, I think like May of 2016, he said, hey, I'm going to record a new album. And then I was all, you know, getting excited and then hoping for a fall release. And then he came out and did the speaking tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's going to do a different thing. So I was kind of bummed. And then he came out after the speaking tour was done. And then it was just kind of like, there's a lot of silence for a while. And then he was like, oh, guess what? I'm going to release a new album. So I don't know if last year's album is the same thing as this year, or if this is a whole new start of a new album. I just don't know. It just gets blurry. But sorry, that's a long answer to your question. But I think the last name was Ruckus.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it's exciting either way, because it seems like this time it's for reals, right? Finally, it's for reals. There's like a new album coming out.
Yeah, I think this is I think this is the real deal. I've been following him a long time, and I think this is, if I was to put money on it, I'd be betting that this album will be released.
Yep, it seems pretty certain this time. Do you have any hopes for the direction that the album goes? I guess we've already kind of talked about how, at least I'd like the idea of this kind of more metaphysical version of party, or party can kind of be anything and everything. Other than that, is there anything else that you hope that this party, or maybe this party sounds more like one of his other albums, or is there like a different kind of sound you're hoping that he has?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the sound is what I'm more concerned about than necessarily like specific lyrical choices in like making sure things are on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lyrics are important, but it's just, I don't know. No, I don't necessarily have a preference. I do have a preference in the way it sounds though. So a lot of the recordings, really honestly since The Wolf, have sounded maybe a little bit hollow is the best way to say it. And I would like it to go back to maybe like if he needs to work with a previous mixer or producer or engineer, on that new album, I would much rather prefer it to be going back to the I Get Wet or the Wolf sound rather than, I guess, some of the way, like the Japanese albums that were released kind of sounded a little hollow to me. Mm-hmm. He released an EP called Party All Gal Damn Night, and that was also a little bit, I can't really pinpoint. I don't know if it has to do with the vocals or just the way things are mixed. I can't figure it out, but
yeah,
it's just not as full sounding. And so that's really what I'm hoping for in the new album. What about you?
I Get Wet's my favorite album. I think that The Wolf was also good, but it was so much slower and more ballads. They were cool though, because like the topics of the songs were cool, and there were still a few faster songs in there. But I'm hoping for like just tons of energy, like I Get What has. Like at the show that I went to just a few earlier this week, like my favorite songs are the ones where it's just like the crazy, like, you know, Party Till You Puke or Don't Stop Living in the Red, or you know, these songs that are just like a little bit of synth in the background and just like do 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 do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah. That's the Andy WK sound to me, and yep. And so I'm hoping for a lot of that with like, and then with just the classic Andrew WK lyrics and like funny, like just like fun content, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because everything that you just described is not so much of the contained in the new song that you heard. So I am curious to know. It sounds based off of one song. So we really don't know anything. Right. It sounds like it is going to be a little bit different than that. But I'm also, that doesn't mean that there's not room for, you know, faster I Get Wet type songs either. Who knows?
So do you remember me and you went to go see him play in Denver? Do you remember what year that was? That was like a few years ago, right?
Oof. Yeah, that was like maybe 2010.
Oh, wow. Was it that long ago?
I want to say
In Denver at like, I think it was like the Bluebird Theater.
Yeah,
he played. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I like, my memory's a little foggy, but the show that I just saw this week and mm-hmm. the one that you're gonna see here pretty soon, like they he did some like fun stuff with like a fog machine. Like the show was built up, like there was like a lot of thought into like how to make it a really, like, not just like the band playing, but more of a visual like event. Do you remember anything like that when we saw him in Denver? Like, I'm trying to remember because it feels like, because like, for example, like they had like fog machine that was like positioned behind Andrew that would like shoot up white smoke, and then like they'd like flash all these lights and stuff, and they had like, there was like planned out stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exciting. So you know what? I think it was 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
That still, man, that was, it doesn't seem like that was that long ago. That was kind of a long time ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago. Wow. And that was with this whole band, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So this time was only the third time. This is the third time I've seen him. The other time I saw him before the time we saw him in Denver was another time in Denver where he was just by himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was the first time I ever saw him play, was by himself.
Oh, okay. And so that must have been... Did you not ever see him, like, during the I Get Wet Wolf stuff?
Okay. Uh-uh. I never did. I regret it to this day.
So, I saw... Just anecdotal. Like, this is just fun for me to talk about. So, I saw a lot of punk shows, you know, in Denver growing up.
Yeah.
And I saw... He was touring with Flogging Molly. And Flogging Molly came on before him. And Flogging Molly came on, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the most fun show I've ever been to. That Flogging Molly puts on a really fun, good show. And then Andrew WK, and so up until that, I'd seen a lot of shows, and then bam, like Flogging Molly set the bar. And then Andrew WK came out, and he played, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most fun show. This is the best show I've ever been to. So it's like he just set the bar even higher. All in, it was an amazing. So that was like probably my favorite concert, just because I kept getting blown away. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up, but
no, that's just cool. When I saw him the first time when he was just playing by himself, basically the entire concert, everyone in the audience was on the stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is kind of fun, but kind of annoying too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because he was just like basically in front of his keyboard the whole time with like people surrounding him. And like, I really think like he like didn't care, and there was no effort to try and move people off the stage. Because when I saw him this week, there's quite a bit of crowd surfing and people jumping on the stage, but people mm-hmm. would only be on the stage for like 5 seconds before like there was a stage hand who would like come running out to like pull someone off the stage if they stayed on there too long.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So anyways, that's, yeah, my tangent.
Yeah, I did, curious, and I hate to like just do spoilers for myself and for, you know, our huge audience that's listening, but I remember seeing on Twitter like something about lasers. Did he do like a laser show at all with it?
So like maybe there was some limitations to the venue that I went to. I mean, he did have like, they used every light that the venue had possible. Okay. So that like blues and greens and reds like flashing like crazy. So that was kind of like lasers. I don't think I would call them lasers though.
Okay. I wonder if that's going to be used, because I kind of am guessing that, you know, there's, with this new album, he's going to start touring again early next year. So maybe that what I saw on, I think it was Twitter that I saw it. Maybe that's kind of preparing for even the bigger show next year. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the sense that he's got a new album coming out. And so Andrew's like, finally, I can double down and really like put in the effort to put on a cool show. It almost seems like this show, he was like pushing it up a notch in terms of like performance level, because mm-hmm. he's planning on going on tour a lot more, and he's got a new album and he'll go on tour even more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He's unchained.
Unchained. Yeah.
He's not chained down. He's ready to just like party to the maximum. So I was talking to I think it was Frank, Sergeant Frank, the guitarist for Andrew WK Band, and or it was Rich Russo he was the drummer a while ago. And they told me an interesting thing about Andrew WK concerts. So Andrew conveyed to them that at some point he wanted to have his guitar section, like his touring band, like the backing band he brings with him, is already fairly large. I think there's three guitarists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's totally, which is like, just makes it that much more fun. Like that's just like, you see the band and it's like this is the venue they're playing at that I saw him at, Wonder Ballroom. Like, it's not a huge stage. It was full. Uh-huh. Like there are two, like there's the three guitarists, a bassist and a drummer, and then the backup keyboardist, and then Andrew. This is a big group of people. Like they've yeah. got they don't have a lot of space to move around. They're just like, they're going to be bumping into each other.
See, that's amazing. And that's like kind of fruition of what I heard. So, again, I think it was Sergeant Frank that said Andrew conveyed to him that at some point he wanted to grow his live performance, whereas it was almost like an orchestra performance. Like there would be two drummers, there would be a whole bunch of guitarists, like like a section of bass players, keyboards, like a whole orchestra of musicians that were just like playing the music, which is hilarious. I think the reason that never happened is just constraints. Like Andrew Dutt never became like a household name in yeah. America.
Yeah.
And never had that notoriety to grow it to that and scale it to that level. But I think if at all possible, I think that would be awesome if he could pull that off.
So do you think that Andrew stands a chance at becoming like a household name, or is like the nature of just that superficial level of like, oh, he's like a party. It's like anybody at first glance would think, oh, this is like a binge drinking thing, or mm-hmm. like is it possible for him to grow? You know what I mean? Like he was kind of big at one time. Like he had that music video. He was on MTV at the time, yeah. like back in like 2000, 2002 or 3, 4, like, and it seemed like he was growing momentum, but then it kind of just, it's been like a slow burn for like over a decade now. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I don't know how to answer that, to be honest. I think I'm out of touch with mainstream, and then like how music has shifted to like a lot of people discover things through the internet rather than, you know, like a MTV telling them what's popular. I know like if you go to like bars and clubs a lot, I mean, I think that's how a lot of people learn what's popular. And the most mainstream thing now, at least from what I pick up, is really hip hop. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I definitely think there's room to scale and him to become more. There's things that I think that he could do that would easily help him become more mainstream, but I don't think he'll ever become a household like mainstream entity or name, just because maybe back, rewind 15, you know, 15, 20 years, like let's say 1997 to 2003, when grunge and rock music was really took over a little bit of mainstream. I mean, you kind of contrasted with pop music, and then you had like the whole rock thing going. But this, I don't know how to explain that. This is totally subjective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cause like, yeah, in 2002, 2003, like Blink-182 was really big, and like the Vans Warped Tour was really big, and Andrew was on the Warped Tour. Right.
Yeah.
And so he kind of like had a niche there. And it was also like a lot of people really liked that kind of thing. But I think it goes back to what we were talking about before. Like it's hard to get Andrew right away. Like you just don't get it. Like, and I think that's like probably the biggest challenge. And that's kind of like what makes Andrew WK so great, is that there's like this, there's something deeper than the superficial level that almost makes it feel exclusive if you get him, right?
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Cause like, I don't know. It's like the way that, people are like, oh, do you like this band? Oh yeah. I used to like them, but now they're like too big. And so like, it's like Andrew can like have this ability to like maintain his coolness, because it's like people who don't get him don't like him, but those who do, like, it's like a cool thing. It's a special thing to like get Andrew WK.
Yeah, it transcends all that crap, you know, like that I'm too cool for this, or yeah, it's just good vibes, you know. There's none of that clickiness to it when it comes to actually being, you know, a fan. And but yeah, if you don't get it, then I see what you're saying.
So I think, you know, we've got a lot to explore in terms of like how to get Andrew WK, and the different levels, and just the future of Andrew WK. We're here rounding about the 33-minute mark or so. Is there anything else that we should end this episode with?
I'm just excited. I'm going to see him in 1 to 3 days. And so this is an exciting time to do this podcast, because I have a lot to talk about, especially in the next few days. So maybe next week when we can talk again.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I think like we can explore not only the present of Andrew WK, and which direction he's going. And obviously once his new album comes out, there'll be lots to talk about there. But also I just really like this theme of what is a party, and it's like an onion, you know, we can unravel this party onion to figure out how the party can apply to anything and anywhere, and like how you can shape that party and how that can be like a positive thing. Like, because Andrew WK is just like so positive. And he, there's something like, I don't know if it was you that said this to me once or someone said this to me once, but it's like Andrew WK is like a motivational speaker for rock music or something. Do you remember that? Well, how does that go?
Yeah, I just get the vibe that there's like these vibes, right? Like this wavelength that the universe is speaking on. And like there's motivational speakers, there's like there's just different vibes that are sent out. And to me, it's all like the same vibe, right? And so you can read a book and get that feeling. You can go to like a spoken word, like motivational speaker, and get that feeling, or you can get it through music. There's all kinds of ways to pick up on this wavelength of this positive energy. And for me, Andrew WK, it's like the quickest way to access that vibe, you know? Uh-huh. So like his music is just like, you turn it on and yeah. So to your point, it's, he is like a motivational speaker to me, except in music form that I can kick it on and in a minute and a half be ready to go.
Well, I think that's a good place to end it. Thanks, Richard. This has been fun.
Thanks, Zach.
We'll talk to you next time.
All right.